This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to talk to Scott Hodge, President Emeritus and Senior Policy Advisor at the Tax Foundation. He's got a new book out called Taxocracy, What You Don't Know About Taxes and How They Rule Your Daily Life. Now, folks, I have known Scott Hodge, and he's been a guest on this show for many years. And did great work boosting the Tax Foundation. So, Scott, welcome. Thanks for doing last night on the TV show. Actually, I was reading some of the cliff notes here. Taxes rule every aspect of our daily lives. Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that? And the other one, and you said this last night regarding Biden's tax hike proposals, and I would just say stop taxing success. Would you?
Yeah.
Just stop taxing success.
Yeah, Larry, it's interesting how progressives love to use taxes to stop people from doing bad things like smoking, like drinking, like gambling. Mm. And they don't really understand that when you tax success, you get less of it, too. Mm. The same incentives are involved in tax policy, whether it's about tobacco, work, investment, building a business, et cetera. Taxes impact our lives and the way that we go about our lives, the decisions that we make, and we need to recognize those things when we go about building tax policy, and most members of Congress simply don't. They don't understand the unintended consequences of these policies, and they really need to learn from history so that they don't relive these mistakes. And a lot of what my book does is go through some of the mistakes of history, whether it's the window tax, which was imposed in 18th century England, which forced landlords to brick up the windows of the tenements, which caused disease and pestilence within low-income communities, to even the wealth tax today, which the administration is proposing, and Biden wants to tax wealth. Well, guess what? It's going to cause harm often. To low-income people, to working people, and it's going to shift income away from the United States to elsewhere. So we know that these impacts happen. We just need to think about how we go about imposing taxes and the consequences that they're going to have on both people and the economy.
So you say that a sound tax code should prevent the double taxation of savings and investment. And capital investments and foreign earned income. And the key to reform is to exempt the income that we save and invest. That's such a look, it can't be any simpler and clearer. It's just that of course, it's a battle. It's a left right battle. It's an ideological battle. It's a political battle, right? It always is. We've been doing this stuff for 40 years. It's a battle.
Yeah.
It's a battle.
Yeah, and the kind of tax reform that I propose in the book really takes. Both the politics out of tax policy and some of the harm that we get from tax policy. When you move toward this sort of neutral, if you want to call it a flat tax or just simply taxing, say don't tax savings, you remove a lot of the politics from the tax code, because often what we see is politicians trying to use the tax code to change our behavior, whether it's the kind of, it's like purchasing a home, now purchasing a car, other things where they have overused the tax code to such an extent that they've, as I mentioned in the book, taxes rule our daily lives.
In Biden's budget, he has a classic left-wing tax wealth, tax success, penalize investment. And you were saying last night, the estimates coming out, It would be a loss of about 800,000 jobs. Worker wages would fall maybe a couple percentage points. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, Scott.
Yeah, the entire Biden tax plan is aimed at taxing multinational businesses, small businesses, those kind of pass-throughs, you know, the S-corps and then the LLCs, and the investor class, the successful people in America. And he does it through raising the corporate tax rate, raising the top individual tax rate, raising the capital gains tax rate, and of course, as I mentioned, the wealth tax proposal, which is brand new, and it's never been, this kind of a wealth tax has never been tried anywhere. And that has serious implications on the incentives to invest, save, and build businesses. And, you know, raising the corporate tax rate will probably chase more American businesses to low-tax countries, like what we saw before the Trump tax cuts in 2017. The lower tax rates, because of those lower rates, have incentivized companies to bring back assets from overseas, not ship it overseas. Biden will reverse that. The wealth tax proposal, we've seen this in Norway right now. 2 years ago, Norway raised their wealth tax and their dividend tax. They've seen an exodus of millionaires and billionaires to low-tax places like Switzerland. These taxes have big implications, and we need to understand the macroeconomic effects of this. And ultimately, this is a tax on our standard of living, because as you mentioned, it's going to lower the size of GDP by over 2% over the next decade, cause the loss of jobs, lead to lower wages. Ultimately, this is a tax on America's living standards.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Scott Hodge, is it possible to cut the payroll tax, sort of middle class tax cut?
Well, we would have to sort of disengage it from the Social Security system. I think it'd be certainly a good thing to do. It would be pro worker. It would reduce the cost of hiring new workers. It would reduce the cost of entering the workforce for many low-income people. But again, right now it's tied to Social Security, and you'd have to have that political debate over how we fund Social Security benefits.
You know, the other thing is, you know, you mentioned small business. So they pay the top tax rate. The LLCs yes. and S-corps pay the top tax rate. Now, the corporate tax rate is lower. As current law, corporate tax is 21%. The top individual tax rate is 37. Biden would take it to 40, plus there are other add-ons. I mean, you'd be better off incorporating than you would be to have an LLC. Could be cheaper.
That's exactly right. That was the way life was, Larry, before the 1986 Act. Which changed the incentives for pass-through businesses. Back before 86, the individual income tax rates were really high, like 50 to 70%, and the corporate rate was much lower. So a lot of people like yourself and other entrepreneurs incorporated rather than created an LLC or an S-corp. After 86, when the individual rates came down, it incentivized people to create these pass-through businesses. And we've seen an explosion of entrepreneurship as a result, and Biden's plan would reverse all that.
Yeah, he's just going – he's this other thing that is – he keeps talking about it is the unrealized, the wealth tax on unrealized capital gains. And it's a big number. I mean, now he says, you know, billionaires don't pay their fair share. And then, of course, it isn't billionaires they look at. It's 100 millionaires. But whatever. That's a big number.
Yeah.
But why would anyone, if you don't, if there's no transaction, if there's no sale of an asset, let's say a stock, for example, they'd want to tax it every year. Now, I think that's just nutty. Absolutely. No matter who you are, that's nutty.
It is nutty. And as I mentioned, you know, Norway's having this problem with their taxing wealth, and they've seen an exodus of millionaires and billionaires to low tax countries. But what Biden fails to understand is that, you know, wealth today can be gone tomorrow. Back in 2022, between Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, they lost, at least on paper, over $200 billion worth of wealth. I mean, the value of their companies or the stock went down by $200 billion. Now, how would Biden's tax wealth tax deal with unrealized losses? Well, you'd have to account for that each and every year and then balance that out.
But they don't.
Gains on previous year.
They don't. It's not in their bill or it's not in their proposals. I haven't seen any.
They only want to tax the gains. And it's up to you to suffer the losses.
I mean, basically, we should have, look, supply-side tax reform works, all right? These tax hikes never work. It just damaged the economy. The revenues are not realized. As you say, the jobs are lost. Productivity goes down. Wages go down. GDP is softer. The whole thing's in the supply-side tax. Look, Laffer was right. All right, let's go back to Laffer. Norman Touré was right in the middle 60s, working on the Kennedy tax cuts way back. Wilbur Mills was right all the way back to tax history. I mean, my book talks about some of that stuff. Supply side work. Look, you know, if you penalize work and investment, you're going to get less work and less investment and all that goes with that, right? I mean, it's not that hard. It's just a political, ideological battle.
It is indeed. In fact, you know, a lot of wealthy people are asset rich and cash poor. Mm. So a wealth tax or those kind of taxes would force the wealthy to sell off assets in order to pay the tax. And what our model showed when we modeled Elizabeth Warren's wealth tax is that foreign investors would swoop in, purchase up those assets and shift the ownership of U.S. assets to foreign hands. And we've seen this before with the estate tax. There is an example in my book about the heirs to an art collector who had to sell off $600 million worth of art to pay their estate tax. Well, who bought that art? Three foreign billionaires.
Mm.
So that art then went from being in U.S. hands to foreign hands. That's exactly what a wealth tax would do.
What a terrific idea. Not. So the name of the book is Taxocracy, What You Don't Know About Taxes and How They Rule Your Daily Life. The author is our guest and my old friend, Scott Hodge, President Emeritus and now Senior Policy Advisor at the Tax Foundation. But Scott, you're still involved in the Tax Foundation, right?
I go in to work every day, and I'm working on a project right now analyzing the untaxed economy and all the untaxed, well, businesses that are really masquerading as nonprofit businesses.
Oh, boy. All right. Scott Hodge, everybody, you can go out and buy the book, Taxocracy. Terrific stuff. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Folks, we take a quick break. And the other side of the break, Legal Beagle, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. We're going to talk about special counsel Jack Smith versus Donald Trump. I'm still Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow,